the Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. Do thank you for tuning into our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. In addition, we thank those who might be listening to this show via podcast on thebestoftimesnews.com or Apple Podcasts. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn some helpful advice about food and nutrition to help one have a healthier and happier life. So stay to the show for some very beneficial information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, March the 8th, and we are broadcasting our radio show today from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's radio show has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept calling questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Speaking of March the 8th, I want to announce to my listeners, if you don't know already, today I celebrate my 75th birthday. So again, I thank all of those who might be posting things on Facebook, emails, calls, letters, but I do appreciate that. 75 years is a long time, but I do appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for your best wishes and thoughts. In addition, a good friend of mine is Mr. Tom Pace, who has the same birthday on March the 8th. So, Tom, I wish you happy birthday from me and from the Best of Times Radio Hour. Be sure to pick up the March-April issue of the Best of Times in one of our 270 distribution locations. Thank you for the many compliments about our magazine. We do appreciate hearing from you. Remember, if you're unable to find a printed copy at one of our 270 distribution locations, you can always visit our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues of our magazine, to listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. In addition, you can download and view the 2025 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. Speaking of Silver Pages, yes, it has been released, and it took us 3 months to update it. On March the 1st, it was distributed throughout the area, and we are thrilled about this particular edition. This is our 24th edition of Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory, our most popular publication. We are distributing 25,000 copies throughout the area, but if you can't find a copy, again, you can always go to our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com. We want to thank all of those advertisers and supporters of our Silver Pages. They help make it possible to be able to have a 56-page full of information of 4,000 listings and information that can benefit seniors, boomers, and other family members in the area. Again, thank you for your support. Each and every month, the Best of Times sends out a newsletter via e-blast to over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. It provides them with links to read the current issue, also our current Silver Pages. But it provides additional information, more educational articles that are not found in the Best of Times magazine. Join the many thousands who are receiving this newsletter via their email just by visiting our website, thebestoftimesnews.com, and you can subscribe free of charge by giving us your email address, and you'll be receiving our newsletter each and every month. Great news, our friends at Ernest Arlene's has brought back the Best of Times special dinner on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. to closing, with fabulous meals at a highly discounted price, along with valet parking. It is highly recommended, due to the popularity of this Thursday night special, to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Now, Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebert's Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Miss Abigail McAllister, who is a registered dietitian and is the regional coordinator with the LSU Ag Center here in Northwest Louisiana region of Louisiana. I've asked her to come on our show to share some suggestions about food and nutrition to help us live healthier and happier lives. So thank you, Abigail, for joining us today.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Well, again, I love having you on the show. Hopefully, I've been trying to get you on at least annually to come on. I could probably have you on every week to talk about the topic that you print, that you write for us in the Best of Times. By the way, compliments about that from
Thank
my
you.
Wife.
Thank
you. You are well read by all of our read the 100,000 plus readers out there. We have a lot of compliments about it. I hope they contact you as well. But
yes.
you are well known in the area, and I'm glad that we're almost the exclusive. I don't think you publish it anywhere else.
I do not.
So that is, people look forward to those articles. Of course, the one just came out in March, so we're thrilled about that. So before we talk about some of those helpful hints about nutrition and food, tell us a little bit about what the Ag Center does. So give a little PR there.
Great. So the LSU Ag Center is just an extension of the university. We have an office in every single parish in Louisiana.
I didn't know that. Every 64 parishes?
Yes, every parish. And we have research stations scattered throughout Louisiana, too. And so our goal is to bring the research-based information from the university to the public in a variety of ways. We cover horticulture, nutrition, forestry. We have a poultry specialist. We have beef cattle specialists. Down south, they've got more of the seafood going on. And then on top of that, we also have the 4-H program, which is what most people know us as, the 4-H office.
That's a great program. So our local office covers how many parishes?
So we have our Caddo Parish office, mm-hmm. We have our Bossier Parish office, and then we have the Red River Research Station in South Bossier.
Okay.
And, you know, if you ever have a question, whatever parish you're in, that's probably the best place to start, and they can refer you wherever needed.
What are typical questions that are asked?
So we get questions ranging from, you know, my tree in the backyard is rotting or dying to, you know, I left this meat out too long. Is it safe to eat? To, you know, my flowers aren't growing in my flower bed. What's going on? And we do offer soil testing, water testing, things like that to help.
Okay, that's interesting. I never thought about calling out about it. You know, most of the times they think about calling a plant specialist or landscaper or whatnot, but that's great. You have the services there that you don't even charge them for, right?
Yes,
correct. It's part of our taxpayer dollars.
Absolutely.
So they need to do that.
Yes.
So what do nutrition agents do?
So we have different programs that we provide to the community, and they're all based on, you know, whatever program area the nutrition agent's in. But we cover topics ranging from general guidelines to diabetes to weight management, food safety, and everything in between. So we have experts ready to answer questions and provide programs.
Well, Abigail, I'm sure all of those are important, but food safety, I think a lot of people don't understand the importance of that. I think you've talked about it in several of your articles, but food safety is critical.
Absolutely, especially for seniors, because as we age, our immune system decreases, and so it's really important to stay aware of what we're eating and practice safe habits.
Well, and you know, some people, you know, may open it up and put it in the refrigerator for weeks and months, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And they say, oh, it still looks good, but maybe, you know, you got to be careful. You may get something. It may grow some bacteria or some kind of, it's culturing in there, right?
Absolutely.
Even if it's cold, it's still going to have an opportunity to do that as well. So you also teach programs to diabetics and others, right?
We offer classes. Yes, that's correct.
And how often do those take place?
It really depends on the need, and we follow the need of the community. So whatever's vocalized at our advisory councils or just from the general public, we take just suggestions from the general public. Whatever is vocalized, if we have a large enough group, we start those classes. Or if we have a certain, you know, site that wants it. Right now I've been working with a cancer survivors group, and we've been piloting a cancer prevention curriculum, and I actually am the first pilot in the state to start it up.
Cancer prevention.
Yes.
So there are certain foods and nutrition that help Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'd love to learn more about that. I think I know our listeners would. So it's available now. You're testing it.
We're still pilot testing. Once we get that done throughout the state and kind of tweak our curriculum and make it all perfect, then we'll be ready to start teaching it out in the public.
Well, we'll definitely want to promote that, and hopefully we can get a little snippet on this radio show in the future.
But absolutely.
Because that's a very important thing. I mean, what we eat can also generate what's bad or good about, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And your articles do say that as well. So you talked about some of the questions Ag Center receives, and they call the office about their tree dying back. What about poultry questions? You know, I've noticed, I think I had one of your persons from Bossier on the show, and I was amazed at how many people do have chickens and cattle in not, I might say in urban areas, but rural areas. How many people in the area have their sustainable gardens and sustainable livestock? Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. So we do have a poultry specialist in North Louisiana, and he has been a very popular person right now with everything going on. I think national news outlets have been pulling him for articles and segments as well. But we have him on staff, and he can answer questions, as well as we do our Homesteaders Conference in the fall.
That's wonderful.
Yes. And this past year, we had about 1,500 people at the conference. So there's a large interest. More people are interested in homesteading and living off the land. So.
Well, that was a good turnout. And I'm sure the staff there, we promoted it on the show, I think, about a month before. And hopefully that helped. And I know a lot of my readers and radio listeners went to it, and we're very thrilled.
Because
a lot of them want to start that idea. And it's an opportunity. It's a good hobby.
Yes, absolutely.
And it also can save a little money for you, but also have a good nutritional, good tomatoes and cucumbers and whatever else you might be growing in the backyard.
So, absolutely.
And sharing with your family and friends and neighbors. So I know a lot of people have benefited for that, and it's great that you had a good turnout. I'm sure this year we're going to have an even bigger and better one. So what other types of questions that I'm trying to get some examples to give my listeners out there so they may call you about those?
Yeah. So for as far as nutrition is concerned, I have people calling about, do you have information on weight management? Do you have some handouts? Do you have some good recipes? If people are interested in a specific diet, they may call and ask some questions about it. I know when I published the sourdough article, I had someone ask for some more information about sourdough and getting started. Really, the sky is the limit. And if we don't know the answer, we have a large network in the community, and we can help pinpoint the person that you need to call.
And you do have a fabulous website, right?
Yes.
Tell people about the website.
Yes. So it's lsuagcenter.com. Very simple. Just all, lsuagcenter.com. And you can go in there and find your parish office. You can find different programs we offer and different information.
And I'm sure it's heavily utilized, like most websites.
Yes.
And I know that even seniors and boomers like me do visit websites to learn information. We like to call, but occasionally we want to do the follow-up. And most of the times when we call you and call others, they'll say, we're going to give you the snippet. Go for the details, right? We don't have time to spend hours on the phone explaining everything. It's all there in black and white for you, right?
Yes, but, we're happy to help. That's the thing, is we really are here to help the community. So don't hesitate to call. It may be where we ask for your email and we send you links to different articles, because sometimes it can be tough to navigate exactly where something is. Or, we've even mailed stuff to people before who aren't too, internet savvy or not very comfortable with navigating.
So the other aspect of teaching is you have goals and objectives, right, through the state and also through the region, right?
Yes, that is
correct. What are some of your goals this year? Have you finalized them yet?
So our advisory has not met yet. They're fixing to meet this month. But generally speaking, we typically get the same goals. Last year, they said they wanted to learn more about the Ag Center. Our regional advisory council, they were like, there's so much good information. More people need to take advantage of this free service. So marketing was our major goal, one of our major goals in the advisory. This year, I've gotten a little bit of data back, and it's really focused on more cooking workshops. Of course, chronic disease is always something that's brought up with weight management and diabetes. I think every year somebody's mentioning diabetes on our surveys. So those are typically pretty popular. Again, the cancer prevention, now that people are knowing and learning that we're doing that, that's also coming at the forefront.
Well, we're going to talk about some of the articles, but I will tell you, when you were on the show, I can't remember when, but we talked about labels.
Yes.
Nutritional labels. And I still think people need to be re-educated about those. And I hate to say this, but I think occasionally the manufacturers of these things try to be very sly about it, right?
Yes. So my best example, I was teaching a group yesterday, and they were talking about, you know, I only purchase eggs that are, antibiotic-free and hormone-free. I'm like, well, they're required to be. So that's one of those things. They can put it on the package, but you can rest assured that your eggs are safe and that, you know, all of your meat.
So they all are, even though you pay the extra dollar or more.
Yes.
Now probably $2-3 more. So they all require.
Yes. There's lots of stringent requirements in agriculture. And sometimes there's things on the labels that are kind of misleading and make us think that, you know, just – the average version is, you know, lesser than, but they're all the same.
Okay, so I'm going to get your question here. Have we found out how to stop the chicken, the loss of all these chickens throughout the United States? Is there something on the end road that we're going to solve this problem?
Ooh, now that is out of my wheelhouse, but I will say that you need to reach out to Will Strickland, our poultry specialist, because he has been a popular person these days, but he has been providing some great information.
Let's hope so. I mean, they've solved all these other problems. It's so sad that had to happen. And, of course, everybody's screaming about egg prices. But it's still not as bad as probably in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So, but going back, let's talk a quick question. I was in the grocery store, and this lady was saying to me, oh, I only get the dark eggs. I never get the white eggs. So is there a difference between the dark eggs and the white egg?
There is no nutritional difference between the two.
But they look prettier.
They look pretty. They look fresher. They look like they – but there's no difference. An egg's an egg is an egg.
And so an egg – even the cage, they say cage-free or roaming chickens or whatever, that's all – No factor.
There's
you can crack one of those eggs and crack another, and they're going to be almost identical.
Yes, exactly. And if there is nutritional difference, it's very minor. And when we think about our whole diet, let's think about the big picture.
Yeah.
Is me choosing one egg versus another going to really affect much in the big picture?
So you're educating me and most a lot of people, because I think they feel like we're going to buy the higher brands, going to give us better quality, less cholesterol, et cetera. Probably you have less cholesterol.
There's no difference. An egg's an egg.
Okay. Well, you made my day today. That's a good present to have. So I like that. So now I'm going to tell Tina, I'm just going to buy the regular ones. Not buy those fancy ones. She says, just buy the best ones they have there, because our grandkids like the best ones. So they probably wouldn't know the difference if I had the colored egg, the dark egg, than the regular white egg.
Now, you know, if you like the flavor, go for it. I personally love to purchase from local farmers because I just like the flavor of the eggs. But there's no difference.
So how does flavor, let's go into technical, how does eggs denote a different flavors? What they feed the chicken? Or?
Yes, it's all based on the feed, but that's just me. It could just be me. I just like the taste of it, and I like to support our local farmers, especially working at the Ag Center.
So, Abigail, I'm sure you're excited. How many years have you been with the Ag Center?
Almost 8 years.
And you've been excited in all those 8 years. So what's the most fun thing you've ever done?
The most fun thing I have ever done. Ooh, that's a lot. I feel like every day is a fun adventure. You know, we really have started to put a push on, after we deliver the education, which I think direct education is probably my favorite thing, especially these lesson series like cancer prevention, diabetes, really digging deep into that. But on top of that, we've also focused on how can we make a built environment healthier? Because I can give somebody the information, but if the environment that they live in is not conducive to a healthy lifestyle, it makes it really hard. So we really focus on different initiatives to help improve that built environment. We've been doing a lot of playground stencils lately at different schools where we paint the blacktop with different hopscotch and fun physical activity to get kids moving more. We've done a lot of different initiatives within the area to help improve that built environment and work with the community.
I congratulate you on that. That seems like an exciting, but also it seems like a good outcome. It's going to have positive outcomes.
Yes, absolutely.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Ms. Abigail McAllister, who is a registered dietitian and regional coordinator with the LSU Ag Center, Northwest Region of Louisiana, and she's offering us suggestions on food and nutrition to help us live healthier and happier lives. So thank you, Abigail, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And again, thank you for being a featured writer for the Best of Times for the past 8 years.
Yes, almost.
Well, almost 8 years. That's remarkable. So you've written a lot of articles.
Yes.
you can add that to your, and you can probably, by the way, you can Google it, and I'm sure you pop up to be one of our writers in the Best of Times magazine.
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
It is neat.
So people all the world may be viewing, and we have thousands, over 5,000-6,000 people that go to our website and view our magazine, view our specific articles, and it's mind-boggling, very humble, how many people, and we don't know if they could be in Nova Scotia, they could be in Poland, they could be in South Carolina. It doesn't tell us. We don't ask. Some people ask, but we don't ask. But we know that they've spent a time listening to the show or viewing an article because it tells us what article somebody read and how long they spent time reading that or the whole issue. So it's totally amazing.
Well, that's wonderful.
And I'm telling
that's
you,
great.
They do read a lot of your articles. So isn't that cool?
That is
Not
neat.
Just in print. We know many thousands do that, but they also go online. Not this month, last month, previous, could go back 8 years. So you never know. So the March-April issue, everyone, just came out of 2025, and her article on this issue, which fascinated me, is regarding magnesium. So tell us a little bit about this.
So magnesium has been really popular lately. I've heard a lot of people buzzing about magnesium.
Why is that?
You know, sometimes I can't track why a nutrition trend is popular. There are some benefits to consuming magnesium, just like any other vitamin and mineral. But sometimes these little trends just take off and they soar.
I don't know if you saw it, but I saw a lot of, I don't know, because I was Googling it several months ago, but it pops up everywhere on the internet.
I mean,
and on Facebook, I see it. I see it on their various websites that when you Google a site, it says, have you had enough magnesium today and all that. So the main style media or whatever, it's must be becoming popular. And I've heard from several physicians, including my personal physician, ask me about a certain condition that you might consider magnesium supplement. So let's talk about that a little bit. The truth about the claims of health benefits from supplementing magnesium.
So magnesium is, you know, a mineral that, you know, is found in numerous foods, and it can do different things. It can help with blood pressure, blood sugar regulation, nerve and muscle function. It's important for bone formation. But what I really want to stress is a lot of these vitamins and minerals do different things like this in our bodies. And so unless we know that we have a deficiency and our doctors recommended it, we always have to err on the side of caution with supplementation. No one supplement is going to cure any ailment of ours. because just, you know, there's so many different vitamins and minerals we need. So it's really important to err on the side of the caution with these supplements. And if you're worried about consuming enough magnesium, really aim for food sources because they're more bioavailable in the body. So our body absorbs them easier. And we're not risking overdosing on a certain vitamin or mineral.
So what types of foods?
So magnesium can be found in poultry, beef, fish, fortified cereals, nuts, seeds, beans, legumes, and whole grains, and dark leafy greens. Dark leafy greens have so many different vitamins and minerals.
So how much, what kind of portions do you have to eat that every day to get enough magnesium, or is it cyclical? Is it, you eat some greens once or twice a week, you're okay, but how do we know how much we need to take?
You know, it's really one of those things, if we are incorporating a variety of these foods in the diet, there's no one size fits all because we're all very individual and we all have different needs. So I can't tell you, hey, Gary, you need to eat 2 servings of dark leafy greens this week to make sure you're getting your magnesium. It's more of a thing is if we're just trying to incorporate these foods in our diet, we're most likely getting enough. And magnesium is one of those minerals. So we don't need a large portion of it to hit our needs, but if we're getting that variety of those healthful foods, we're most likely getting it.
Do people that are on athletic programs and training, they need more magnesium? Is magnesium,
you know, that would be a doctor question, because again, it's one of those things where it's so individualized. So, you know, while one athlete may need it according to the doctor, another one may be fine, because our bodies are so different. We all have different, you know, different medical conditions, different medicines we're taking.
So the issue I'm going to say to you is there seems to be conflicting information either on the internet or Facebook or all the other social media. So why is that?
You know, and that's why I chose this topic, because I saw it on Facebook a lot. I saw it quite a bit. You know, it's one of those things. It's another diet trend where people grab it and then it just takes off. I've seen it for many years, different diets, different supplements that people are, you know, claiming has all these benefits. And yes, magnesium has benefits. It's one of those minerals we need. But sometimes we take it and run with it a little too far. And that's what I've seen with magnesium a lot. It's a great thing to make sure we're having enough of. But if your doctor hasn't recommended it, you know, you may not necessarily need it.
Okay, so the follow-up is check with your doctor if you think this might be a supplement that you should take or should eliminate.
Absolutely.
That they can determine the values of this particular mineral, you know, any of the other minerals that are needed for the body. That's good advice. No, I read that because I occasionally take magnesium supplements, and my son, the physician, said, that's okay, Dad, but don't overdo it.
Yes.
And that's the scenario. And I told my regular doctor, he said, that's okay, just long, don't take it every day.
Yes.
And because supposedly he told me it also helps a little bit in sleeping.
Yes, there is a certain form of magnesium that does help with sleeping.
And that's the one I'm taking. So that helps in that area. So thank you. That was good. The article that was in the January-February 2025 issue of the Best of Times, by the way, to get the details, you can just visit our website, thebestoftimesnews.com, or this month, pick up the printed issue at one of our 270 distribution locations. But if you don't find an issue, you can always go online to thebestoftimesnews.com website, and Abigail's article is right there about magnesium as well as sourdough, and probably 8 years of articles in there about various topics that you can just search in Google and search within our website, and it will pull up. So the one in January and February, I was also fascinated, but my wife was fascinated. It is about, we didn't know a lot about sourdough bread, and so that's trending now.
Yes, it's a very trendy topic, and try to stay up to the research on it.
I love that. So why is it so trendy?
You know, there are some benefits to sourdough. Okay. So they actually have prebiotics in them that help feed the healthy probiotics in our gut, as well as it actually has a lower glycemic index than regular bread.
Oh,
so, you know, there are a lot of benefits to that, but I think it really started from this, I'm going to go back to the homesteading. It really started from this trend of people wanting to grow their own food and make more of their own food at home. You know, during the pandemic, you saw a lot of people making their own bread at home. And so I think it kind of took off from there. So a lot of people are starting to make sourdough and they're very interested in the process. And it is fun. It's a science. It really is a scientific process. You see the dough and you see it fermenting. It's really neat.
And you said it has that good bacteria, right?
Yes. Well, kind of. So there's probiotics in the sourdough dough itself, but when you bake the dough, the probiotics die. And so I did a lot of research on this because that was kind of my thought process is, I know that sourdough has probiotics, but it's baked, right? You know, after the process that to make the dough provides the probiotics, but once it's baked, I was like, does it kill them? And it does. But on the plus side, it still has prebiotics, which feed those healthy gut bacteria that are residing in our gut. So there's still some perks to it,
for
our gut.
It provides the food for the good bacteria.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, well, that's a benefit. But I love sourdough bread. And I hope, you know, whenever we go to various restaurants, we hope they have sourdough bread. Sometimes they do. But making it, yes, we've done that. I know my son does that a lot. We don't as much in the Caligas home anymore, but you can definitely buy sourdough bread at all your various bakeries and most probably all the grocery stores. I never think about it a lot, but so it does have benefits.
And
I thought that was the first time we ever seen an article about sourdough. At least Tina was saying, you know, all these years we've seen an article about the benefits of sourdough bread, or hardly any time they mentioned bread.
Yes.
So that was good. That was good. Okay, then the November, December issue of the Best of Times. Again, this is available for more details to go on our website to view this particular article written by Abigail. Talks about blue zones. So talk about this one.
So blue zones, and I, you know, years ago I started reading into this, and it was just fascinating because there are certain areas in the world where people live to be 100, and that's known as a centenarian. And I was like, well, this is so neat. So what are those areas? There's nine of them, but the areas are Loma Linda, California.
Loma Linda, we know that place, okay.
There's an area in Costa Rica, Greece, Italy, and Japan. And these people who live in this area have a longer lifespan. And the reason is mostly because of their lifestyle. And there's certain components of their lifestyle that encourage longevity.
And their continual lifestyle, probably their generation to generation, they've continued that, right?
Yes.
If I remember. So tell us what the common theme of those communities are.
So there's a few. First off, they're moving naturally. And that's kind of maybe a foreign concept to a lot of us. but, you know, instead of using power tools, they're manually doing yard work. They're naturally walking more. Maybe their community is more walkable. It's more conducive to walking versus taking an automobile. Everything within their lifestyle encourages them to move naturally. So they're getting more movement throughout their day. In addition to that, they have a clear purpose and they have a strong community in these areas. And that was really a lot of these principles I'd noticed an overlying theme here. And the theme was that they're really strong emphasis on community. And so they're all.
One in Japan and the one in Greece have that similarity.
Yes, that is correct.
But what about healthy foods? I mean, the foods in Japan are probably quite a bit different than the Italy and in Greece, correct?
Yes, but there was a common theme there as well. A lot of plant-based foods.
Okay.
So fruits, vegetables, grains, beans, nuts, seeds. And it wasn't that they didn't consume other foods, but they just had a heavy consumption of plant-based foods on top of that.
And they didn't eat a lot of processed foods.
That is correct. And they even drank a little bit of wine, some of these areas.
Oh, that's good. We know the Greeks probably did.
They
probably drank sake wine in Japan. Italy, definitely wine. Loma Linda, probably all kinds of wine, but that's California. But, you know, a little bit of wine, I think, is good.
A little bit.
Huh?
Not too much.
You don't need to get drunk. And I'm sure they don't get drunk over there in those people and that living to 100 plus. But I wonder, what about sugar intake and, you know, their sugar intake?
You know, they didn't really touch on that, but they did touch on the 80% rule, which is that 80% of their lifestyles just naturally they were eating healthier choices. Okay. And they weren't completely limiting the fun foods. They weren't completely limiting, you know, our desserts or our candies or whatever, but they were just eating less of them. And most of the time they were eating healthy. And that's really what we need to be doing is just most of the time, 80% of the time we are eating healthy. We're eating a lot of, you know, nutrient rich foods, but we're still allowing for some wiggle room for some fun.
A little wiggle room. I like that. So I'm sure that they were having the local pastries in the area, but in limitation, and they have honey, they have nuts. Most of them, you know, they're not going to consume the whole pie or, and it probably doesn't have anything processed in there. So it's probably healthy enough. But no, I read about that. And when I read that article, I knew about some of these areas. And of course, one of them is Greece. And I've seen a lot of, you said there's a lot of interest in this, a lot of reports, a lot of educational videos about that as well. So what can we do to make this practice in our lives here? Do you think some of these people could be role models to people in Shreveport, Louisiana and Northwest Louisiana?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, while we don't live in California or Greece and I would love to live in Greece, but there are certain things that we can do here and small changes that we can make in our diets to improve our overall health. And nobody's perfect. And like I said, they account for the 80% rule. But really focusing on community more, focusing on, if you don't have a community, finding that community, finding that group of people that you can share a common bond with.
People, elderly, seniors, and boomers tend to join groups.
Yes.
Also in sharing of stories and making, they have to have socialization. So I'm sure that's what these individuals do in those nine communities. They network and they boost somebody up and hopefully improve their situation if they're in bad health, that they get their health back quicker than normal, right?
Yes. There's a great importance to staying involved and staying in community, especially as you age. And then again, in addition, try to find more ways in your day to move naturally. Make it a little bit harder to do things. Maybe park a little bit further so you can walk to the store, or just make it a little bit more challenging throughout the day. There's little things that we can do that will improve our overall health. Of course, we don't live in a blue zone, but we can certainly make the best of what we have.
That's awesome. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abers Town and Country of Shreveport, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abers Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is Ms. Abigail McAllister, who is the registered dietitian and regional coordinator with the LSU Ag Center in the Northwest region of Louisiana. And she's been giving us some great advice on food and nutrition to help us live a healthier and happier life. So thank you, Abigail, for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
So we're talking about some of the articles that appeared in the Best of Times magazine. They're fantastic. And you have a lot of groupies, I would say, out there that are following. There are seniors and boomers and others. You know, people don't tell us their age when they pick up our magazine. Just like they used to call our show, they would ask my producer, will Gary talk to me if I'm only 25? He said, he'll talk to anybody. He doesn't check your age when you're calling on the phone. So we know a lot of younger people are picking it up. And they when they tell me, I I thank them when they tell me they picked it up and read a particular article, and they automatically, most of them say, and then I will give it to my parents or my grandparents. Very good. I'm glad you did that, but you know, that you read it first and
yes.
share the knowledge. So we're talking about some interesting articles that Abigail has written for the Best of Times, and they are available on our website, thebestoftimesnews.com. In September, October issue, she talked about the MIND diet. So tell us a little bit about that, MIND diet.
Yes.
I don't remember that one. I have to say that. It's been long minds ago.
So it's actually a diet for brain health. So that's an easy way to remember the MIND diet.
Okay.
Now, the actual formal name's a little bit long, but to give a gist of it, it is the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet put together.
Oh, okay.
And it really helps promote brain health. And there's a lot of research that it can reduce the risk of Alzheimer's or dementia as much as 53%.
That much? Wow. So give us some examples. What should we eat and what should not we eat in a MIND diet?
So they really focus on, I talked earlier to you about leafy green vegetables. I'm bringing it back up.
Okay.
Leafy green vegetables 6 or more times a week.
6 or more.
Whole grains, about 3 servings per day. And people always ask, well, what's a whole grain? Think about brown rice, quinoa, whole wheat pasta. Whole wheat bread, oats, popcorn is a whole grain, but you got to watch what you put on the popcorn. There's lots of different options out there for whole grains. Other vegetables as well. You want 1 or more servings per day of other vegetables. Incorporate some nuts, beans, legumes, berries. Berries have a lot of great antioxidants in them, which help promote brain health. Poultry, fish at least 2 times per week, and olive oil. Use olive oil in place of other fats.
And good olive oil, right? There's all kinds of olive oil.
There are all kinds of olive oils, but that's one of those things I'm not going to focus too much on it, especially when we look at the prices at the store. So if you need to pick up the classic olive oil, you're still getting great benefits from that.
That extra virgin, extra virgin, et cetera, et cetera.
The price tag really starts getting high.
Oh, yes, because it's probably manually done if I don't think they do automated. So what should we not eat in a MIND diet?
You know, they don't really focus on what not to eat as much as what to incorporate in your diet. And that's why I like this diet a lot, too. This is one of the top-rated diets by health professionals because they're focusing on what can we add to our diets versus what can we take away. And naturally, when you're adding these things, you know, 6 servings a week of leafy greens and all these other different foods, we might slowly, naturally take away the less healthy foods. But there's still wiggle room to include a few of your favorites throughout the week.
So if you want to learn more about it, go Google it on September, October issue of the Best of Times, where she talks about the MIND diet. Then in the July, August of 2024, she talks about protein needs change as we age. So talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So this is really important as we age. And I actually did a program back in the summer of last year, and I asked seniors, how many of y'all eat 3 meals a day? And I was shocked by how many people did not raise their hand. And it's really important. I know it gets harder and harder to fit in everything, and sometimes we forget to eat, or it just gets complicated when we have a really busy day. But it's really important to eat throughout the day and to eat those protein-rich sources, because you're more at risk for sarcopenia, which is muscle mass. You know, your muscle mass decreases as you age.
So it's important that to get that protein.
Yes.
Not just one time a day.
Yes, exactly. Get it throughout the day. Try to find those protein-rich sources, whether you incorporate them in a snack or incorporate more protein at your meal. As you age, your protein need is higher.
Well, some of our seniors are saying, what are some ways to get protein with a limited budget? Because proteins are more expensive, correct?
And that is a great point. You know, those grocery prices, they're still pretty high. Really focus on, you know, beans are a great economical source of protein. Beans, we can do, I would say eggs, but not today. Wait a few months and hopefully that'll go down in price. You know, sunflower seeds, cheese, tuna, salmon, and you can purchase the canned versions. Just watch out how much oil is added. Try to get it packed in water instead of oil.
Oh, okay. So I don't like the oily-based tuna for me.
Yeah.
I really don't. Okay, any other advice about that?
You know, just really watching what we're eating and making sure that we're incorporating enough. And just the more you plan, the better off you are. Also, milk is another source of protein if it's easy to drink your protein.
So, Abigail, you had mentioned three meals. Even three small meals are better than one biggie meal toward the evening. I know some seniors that say, I just wait and eat, you know, only in the evening. I said, what? That's the whole day? You're not eating anything? No. I may be drinking a lot of coffee and drinking water and soda, but...
Yeah.
And that's not good for them.
Even if you have to graze throughout the day, just, you know, it's easier to make sure you're reaching your protein goal if you're grazing throughout the day or eating throughout the day.
And one of the articles that she did in March, April of 2024, and this I thought was very interesting, is safe handling of fresh fruits and vegetables. Tell us about that.
So as we age, like I told you earlier, our immune systems naturally decrease as we age. So, you know, food safety becomes at the forefront of our decisions, and we really want to make sure that what we're doing at home and how we're handling our food is safe. And even fruits and vegetables are one of those foods that we need to make sure we're handling safe. There's points from when you purchase it to when you eat it, and there's all these different points where we can, you know, introduce different bacteria.
So I was always going to want to ask the question, how do they keep bananas so nice and fresh in the grocery store? When I take them home, they seem like if I don't eat them within a day or so, they all turn dark.
You know, that is a great question, Gary. Are you storing them next to any other fruits?
Yes.
So
that's not good.
So some fruits are ethylene gas producers, and they naturally encourage the ripening of those bananas if they're stored next to each other.
Okay.
If you walk into my kitchen, the apples are far away from the bananas.
Okay, my apples and bananas are together, so that makes the point.
Oh. So that extends the shelf life as well, which is really important. A lot of people, they take produce home, and it tends to die before we can eat it. So another thing is making sure that we're storing the bananas away so they don't ripen too fast.
I think that was in the article there. Maybe if it was, I gleamed over there. But I will definitely move those. No, we put all the fruits and everything, the oranges and the everything together. But I've always noticed that the bananas seem to ripen more. But,
yes.
So, and that's why at the grocery store, they have them separate from everything.
That is correct.
There's nothing even around them in most of the Kroger's and Brookshire's.
Avocados are another one that's very susceptible to the ethylene gas. So store those avocados away from the apples, because you know you can bring an avocado home and you feel like it's ripened overnight.
Yes.
So that's
okay.
Another.
Okay, a lot of good advice. So the other question I have, do we refrigerate or no? My wife said, no, you don't put the apples. I like cold apples. She said, don't put it in the refrigerator. What's the verdict on that one?
When they're whole, they can sit out on the counter. But as soon as you cut them, they need to be stored in the refrigerator within 2 hours. If you prefer cold apples, you can go ahead and store them. It won't hurt them. But they can sit on the counter while they're whole.
Okay. What are the other washing all fruits and vegetables should be washed?
Why
is that?
Because on the outer portion of those fruits and vegetables, think about all the steps it took to get to the grocery store. First, some of them may got dirt on them, so you want to wash that dirt off because that has that bacteria. Think about if they were dropped at the grocery store on the ground, how they were handled. So there's lots of different points where you could be introducing that bacteria. So wash it off with just cold running water. No special detergent is needed. Just cold running water does the trick to get the dirt off and that bacteria off.
Okay. The other rumor is some fruits and vegetables are sprayed with something to keep them ripen and keep them fresh. Is that true?
You know, I haven't heard about that one.
Okay. And that's why we should wash it. I mean,
yes, just any. It's always good practice to wash your fruits and vegetables unless it says on the package that it's been washed already. And that even goes for melons. People don't think about melons.
No, I never think of that.
But the outer portion of the melon, imagine putting your knife on it and then your knife goes all the way on the inside. So if it was covered in bacteria on the outside,
it's going
on the inside of the melon.
That's a good idea. I never thought. I don't think I've ever washed the outside of a melon. But, yes, it looked a little dirty.
Yes.
And so that's right. You cut it into it. It brings that right into the melon.
It sure does.
Boy, you're just giving us so much great information here. So in closing, what else do you have to give us suggestions?
Just overall, you know, I've been writing for y'all for a long time. Utilize the LSU Ag Center. If y'all have questions, please call the LSU Ag Center. We are happy to help. We're happy to answer questions on any topic of interest.
What's and the phone number, quickly?
It is 318-226-6805. Okay. And that's our Caddo Parish office.
And what's the website again, the master website?
It's lsuagcenter.com.
lsuagcenter.com.
Yes.
So thank you, Abigail, for joining us today. Good luck. Thank you for writing for us. Looking forward
thank
to future issues in the best of times. And again, best wishes and thank you. You've given us a lot of great information for all our radio listeners, including Gary. Gary's learned a lot of new stuff today. So
that's great.
That's important. When I learn a lot new, I can take it back to my wife, Tina, and say, guess what I learned? She said, I already told you that. You just don't remember it. But Abigail, thank you again. That was wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Don't forget to pick up your personal copy, The Best of Times, at one of our 270 distribution locations. Also, don't forget to pick up your personal copy of the 2005 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory, also at our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.